Okay, here is a map of what I've been talking about as far as the fact that there's several agricultural revolutions. It doesn't happen all at once. It happens at different times in different places. So what you see here is in the first map at the top, this is about 8,000 years ago. Okay, and the dark blue areas are the places with the most agriculture. So about 8,000 years ago, you can see that the major agricultural centers, the places where people are actually raising animals and plants, farming animals and plants, and living in villages, is the Middle East, the Fertile Crescent, which is what we call Mesopotamia or the Middle East. This is modern Iraq. It's the land between the Tigris and Euphrates rivers in the modern country of Iraq. And then over in China on the Yellow River. Okay, so that's 8,000 years ago. Move forward in time to about 6,000 years ago. Okay, so now you can see that there's much more farming going on. We have the dark blue area, still the Middle East, still at China. It's spread into Europe. Central Asia has farming. Actually, they're mostly just raising animals. They don't have plants. They're not farming plants as much there. It's mostly raising animals. But still, they've domesticated animals. They're farmers. And then if you look across the northern top of a part of Africa, you see some farming there. And then that sort of darker green color shows that there is some farming in Peru, which is in South America. You see that little tiny spot of dark green in South America. There's a little bit of farming going on in Mexico, and there's farming going on the east coast of Africa and Southeast Asia. Okay, fast forward to 4,000 years ago, you see it spread even more. Okay, so what I'm trying to point out here is the spread of agriculture. This was a slow process. It didn't happen at one time all over the world. So that's why we say agricultural revolutions. Now, how did it spread? Two different possibilities. Okay, we have two different possibilities, two things that we really, 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 really need to know when we study AP World History. These are two of our AP themes. Diffusion, okay, the first. Diffusion is when a technology, in this case, the technology is farming, spreads from one group to another. Okay, so the people of the Middle East have learned to farm. And people from Egypt and people from Greece see what they're doing and start doing it themselves. Or people from the Middle East move to Egypt and teach the Egyptians how to do it. So diffusion is when technology spreads. Okay, one group has it and it spreads to another group. Now, we think farming probably spread through diffusion in the areas that are most logical on the center map. If you look at the center map from 6,000 years ago, you can kind of tell where it probably spread. Okay, you can tell, okay, if it started in the Middle East where that red square is, and it started in China where the red square is, then probably all the areas of Europe, Northern Africa, and all those other areas in China, that's a product of diffusion. The people in the red square in the Middle East taught the people in Europe and the people in Northern Africa how to be farmers. The Chinese people in the red squares taught the Chinese people around them how to be farmers. Or not necessarily taught them, but the people around them learned from watching them. Okay, so that's diffusion, the spread of technology. The other possibility is what we call independent invention. Okay, this means one group figures it out, and then another group completely on their own figures the same thing out. Okay, now if you look at the top map, that's what you see there. That's independent invention. You see, in the Middle East, they learned to be farmers 8,000 years ago. Well, 8,000 years ago, the Chinese also learned to be farmers. But notice there are no farmers between those two groups. So it is not logical that the Chinese learned to be farmers, excuse me, I'm sorry, the Chinese learned to be farmers from the people of the Middle East. Because it certainly seems like if that were the case, the people in the middle would have learned too. So what we believe is that actually the people of the Middle East figured out how to be farmers, and the people of China figured out how to be farmers. Each group did it on their own. They independently invented it, okay, as opposed to learning it from watching somebody else, which we call diffusion. Okay, Okay? If you look ultimately at the bottom map, okay, each of those red squares indicates an area where we believe agriculture was independently invented, where people actually figured it out on their own. So it looks like in the Middle East, two places in China, in Peru, which is in South America, and in Mexico, these groups of people actually figured out how to become farmers on their own. So that process that we talked about earlier of being hunter-gatherers and finally settling down and first throwing seeds out in a field and then actually slashing and burning, cutting down the woods and burning it and learning how to, you know, catch wild animals and then selectively breed them. That process actually happened on its own, independently, in those four different areas. Okay. All the other areas that you see that are blue or that darker green learned it from watching one of the areas in the red square. Okay? So to review, diffusion is when a technology spreads. When one group of people learns about a technology from another group of people and starts to do it themselves. Okay? So an example of that on our maps is in the center map, if you look at that red square that's in the Middle East, the technology, which was agriculture, started there and it spread into Europe, which is the area to the left, okay, up and to the left. Now, the other possibility is that people just figured it out on their own, independent invention, that people actually figured out how to be farmers in one area, and without any help from the outside world, another group of people figured it out on their own in a different area. And examples of that are on the first map, where we see that the Middle East had agriculture, and then way, way, way far away in China, they also figured it out. Probably they figured it out on their own. Ultimately, we believe, if we look at the bottom map, that each red square represents an area where they figured out how to become farmers on their own without any outside help. And then all the other areas outside of the red square learned from one of the groups inside the red square.